I have to go to the bathroom.
Okay. I gotta fucking have a beer. I'm gonna drop my leg.
Right. I have to be fucking full on paying attention.
Yeah, me
to
too.
A dick gets cut off story.
Ow! Amen. Hey, all you assholes, come and listen to us.
Now tell me about babies getting their dick chopped off.
Well,
by the way, it's been coming in, and we know, and this happens anytime we talk about circumcised dick, which we love to on the Keith and Girl show. I'm uncircumcised, saying it's a jizzle, and my girlfriend likes it. Is that weird? She also likes your gut. She also likes it when you curse a little too much at family functions. You know, the girls in general do not like it.
Do not.
Listen, girls are forgiving.
Nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you could do about it.
Is she from Philadelphia, so she's thankful?
Right. Don't be writing into the show about, well, you know, it's kind of barbaric. You guys even said it was barbaric. It's barbaric.
We get
it. But
it
looks better.
It looks
better.
We
get it.
Well, the thing is girls are forgiving. We're not going to drop a guy for like, certain things. And, yeah, I've never been with anyone who's uncut. But I wouldn't leave a guy for that. I wouldn't not pursue it because of that. But because I'm used to it, because I know what the other one is, because, you know, you hear things, and it gets to you.
Y from here is writing that some guys are going, now you can do penis foreskin repair therapy.
Okay.
I don't know about that. I don't want a half and half if I was a chick. I want your parents to have made up their mind.
Let's play car window.
Stupid. So you walk it. You were late, you were saying.
Oh, these are actually cousins. I've talked about my family, and I don't like most of them, but these are cousins that I really like. I'm very happy for them. You know, they have a boy. It's really big in the Middle Eastern tradition. Like, that's a huge deal. They're very excited, and they're like, genuinely nice. So you want to go to that, you know, even though it's weird. So you want to go to it. I was a half an hour late because I know that side of the family. They're going to be, like, at least a half an hour late. I get in there. Everyone's kind of pissed because what happens in a bris, you have to have it on the eighth day before sundown.
Oh.
So because sun goes down at 5 and everyone's at work, they have to do it before work. So it's at 8:30 in the morning is the call time.
That's really?
Yeah.
It's like an acting job. The call time is 8:30 in the morning.
So 8:30, and then people have, you know, it's very quick, and then you either eat or, you know, make your way to work or whatever. So by 8:30, half the people left because they have to go. By 9 o'clock when I showed up, half the people left, they go to work. The other half is looking at their watches, kind of getting pissed.
They didn't get started yet.
They don't want to show that they're getting pissed, but they're such bad fakers at that. Right. You know, like, oh, and they crack, like, cheesy jokes about it. 9:30 rolls around, the cantor starts singing, so everybody pours into the synagogue.
It's not, right? It's not like they're rock stars making people wait for a show. You know?
Let me stop you for 1 second, only because Sajizzle's girlfriend is writing in and saying, I do like him with the foreskin. It's easier to give hand jobs with foreskin. How does your girlfriend know that? What's she have to compare to? Sajizzle. How much dick is this woman handling over there?
She have to have to know that.
She's like, I'm ambidextrous, baby.
She's the Subway of dick. All right, anyway, go on.
Anyway, so yeah, around 9:30, the cantor, which is the like the kind of singer for the synagogue, starts singing like whatever.
Spanish, it's cantori.
Right. Starts going into the prayer, so everyone starts chanting along, and then I feel like an idiot. I'm like, when I was a kid, I shoved this shit in my face, in my brain, and I'm like, this is like Keith, when you talk about your waiter jobs and you still know what's on the combination menu and it's taking up space in your brain.
Right.
I know all the call and answer, and I'm like, I don't even know what this means. I'm just called like cattle. I'm like, right. Like, I just know like what comes next, you know?
You just gave your soul to Abraham. You don't even know.
How come the more religious people are, the less you understand what the fuck they're talking about? Like, the more reformed that don't know, I guess they're scared, so they enunciate a little bit better, but at least I understand a word, you know, like this word is next to this word or whatever.
Yeah, kind of.
You know,
yeah,
they go, and they, because maybe it's like they get over, like they're not really saying anything. They get the rhythm of it.
Yeah.
You ever notice that? If you get the rhythm of it, you're into it. It's sex, right? If you get the rhythm of it.
Well, Brian Ward's asking, who's the sick fuck that did the very first circumcision?
Abraham. Oh, duh.
And did he question that? Because to me, it would be like killing, like, well, if I have to kill my son, that would be a big deal.
Right.
You know, but this, like, I'll just chop the dick off. Nobody thought nothing of it. I need you to chop off a third of his dick. Yeah, okay, whatever you need, chop. Now I want you to kill him. Whoa, what the fuck?
No, it was Abraham himself who had the first circumcision.
Oh,
right?
Well, that makes sense.
But he did it to himself, didn't he?
I don't know.
I believe he did.
It was an accident.
Yeah, he was like 35 years old, I think, or something. I mean,
no, he was way older.
All right, he was like 75 years old, but he's still. So who's gonna? You know, hey, baby, you want to suck the?
So that's what.
Why
it was.
Am I correcting?
Sorry, I don't mean suck, baby. I mean cut.
Everybody was making fun of him, and then he wrote, "Well, I'll write this in a good book." Yeah. You know what? Now I'm your master. You watch in 100 years.
He did have a lot of kids, though, right? So, right. After the circumcision.
Well, the only reason why I remember that it was Abraham is part of the one. Part of the chanting was in the name of Abraham or whatever, and I'm like, oh yeah, Abraham did this. This is why we do silly things. Okay.
I'm sorry, because it is coming in, so let me acknowledge it a little bit. Rito Skyth, I'll let you speak for everybody from England. It's also a lot easier to masturbate with foreskin. How do you know? Because I'll tell you what, I do aces.
Okay, that you get the comparison, how do you know thing. So, what was I saying?
What?
So now all this chanting is taking up room in my space, and I'm reminded that half the day, from kindergarten to eighth grade, I took Hebrew crap, and not Hebrew, like there was one 40-minute session of Hebrew, and the rest was what the Talmud told me. And what if a goat what if a goat goes out of your yard and goes into your neighbor's yard? Then what?
Fuck the neighbor.
What the fuck? We have actual laws for that. Just take him to court, yeah. And no goat is going anywhere. Like, but the Talmud, and now I have to learn a different form of Hebrew and a different spelling of Hebrew and a different language of Hebrew and five different languages of Hebrew and how to read from the Torah and how to do all this shit. And now I'm sitting there in synagogue being reminded of this, and I'm like, I still know some of that shit, and that bothers me.
This bris was in a synagogue?
It is.
Because I went to a bris.
Oh,
it was
no,
in a restaurant.
Right. Ew. Fucking Jews.
I know. I thought that's where you have them.
You
no.
You guys tell the story, and then every so often I'll jump in with the people trying to defend their foreskin.
Right.
I've never once needed lube because you're using that mud that grows between your skin.
That's
There's a
why
word
they did.
For it. Smegma. It's gross.
It's not religion, right? It probably was something like some kid got sick and died or whatever, and it was an infection, and they pulled the foreskin down, and his penis was gone because it was eaten by little fucking Lilliputians that fucking used to vomit the brown stuff on it and melted it with their acidic fucking. Toning breath. Yeah. So that's it. We'll cut the skin off and it'll be fine. And then it just becomes a religious
thing.
That's
more logical.
Absolutely.
More logical.
If your neighbor's goat comes in your yard, cut its dick in Abraham's name. It's a new time, people.
Okay.
You're all Europeans, huh?
So now the cantor's singing and we're all chanting back like a bunch of cattle. And then the rabbi comes in and he's like, cut your thing off. And I'm like, how do you cut off?
Ooh.
No, not the penis.
Oh.
He cuts off the canter.
Oh, what? That's
yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm so nervous.
No need to.
Happy birthday.
So
cut the. No!
I know where the story's going, but it still skis me out.
He cuts the canter off. Canter off. Like, hold on, I got to say something.
Which is the assistant?
The singer.
Well, he's singing prayers, though. How do you cut a prayer off?
Hey, man.
To say an announcement.
You say, done.
So he goes.
You say, break it down. That's how you do it. If you
Holy
want
Jesus.
Break it down.
So he stops him, and the cantor stops, and he goes, what is this? Men on this side, women on this side. The rabbi doesn't want to start until, you know, we can't possibly ever touch each other being men and women and stop, you know, leaning towards each other. Separate yourselves.
They want them separate.
They want them separate.
Oh,
yeah.
So religious.
Yeah,
Jews are weird, folks.
It wasn't a religious place, though, but he's a rabbi and he's like, for real, and you paid him $200 to cut your baby's penis off.
Is it weird? Let me say this. Is it weird that...
Don't piss him off.
All the Jew things, all the Jew religious things, like, what else is there? I mean, obviously there's a bar mitzvah.
Shopping.
To get the rabbi in to perform a ceremony, you pay him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not at all do you pay a Catholic priest for any of that religious stuff.
You pay the church.
No, you don't.
You tithe.
Come on. You don't pay the church for having a wedding? They hand out baskets.
To have a wedding, you're renting the place. I'm sure you do for the wedding.
No, but rabbis,
Nothing
we can't win this conversation. They're not at all. They get money.
You don't. Maybe you pay, like, when you have your first communion, you're paying for your robe and you're paying for things like that. But you don't pay the priest for his time.
Really?
Now, the guy who's cutting the dick, do you think you really got to pay over to get the best one? Because you don't want him to fuck up.
I would tip him. I would handshake him ahead of time. I would like a star.
I'd palm him, right. Ow, oh, ow. What do you mean, ow?
I want a nice shape to my kid's dick.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm not going to defend any religion. What am I talking
about?
But
the rabbi, it's true.
And the rabbi came late. That's why they was starting late. Came about an hour late. Thanks, rabbi. So I guess he came from another bris or something. I don't know. So tonight cuts him off. Everyone has to separate. Okay, fine. The cantor continues. Now it's obviously the time the baby comes out with the mom. It looks like a christening, like it's on a special pillow.
No good
baby.
Music in the background, though.
No good music, but we're singing. The cantor's still chanting the prayers and whatever. coming in, and then now it needs to be handed to the grandfather, okay? Oh. So this is a big deal. My grandfather held my brothers. You
That's
know.
An honor. All the
it's
grandfathers do this.
Because they know that he just can't, he's less feeling. Like, it's happening at this point, whatever. He won't fall over and drop the baby. Oh, no doubt, right? The father can't tell. Are you kidding me? You cut the dick? Oh, God.
Right. So it's a big honor. And
I'm
now-
sorry. Brian Ward calling me out, though. I'm like, it is weird that these rabbis do it for free. What would you rather, Keith? A rabbi that goes, no, I'll do this one for free, like they enjoy it. Good point. Okay, fair point.
Hope you got your CD, man. I sent it out last week. Sorry it took so long. Thank you, Brian Ward. Love you.
We just sent out your shit, too. Anyway.
It sucks when you see a name when you're sending that shit out, and you're like, oh, man, not him or her. Yeah. Fuck. Go on.
So now, all of a sudden, I hear in Hebrew, there's argument on the stage, on the like little, it's not a stage, it's a little platform. Like,
right, for him to be up above everybody else.
Yeah, uh-huh. Where the Torah is, all that shit. Okay, so I'm hearing this and I'm like, wait, there's an argument, because Keith prepped me going into this. He goes, you better watch that circumcision. I'm like, I really don't want to watch this. Watch it, we're doing a show today. I'm like, okay,
you watch two girls in a cup. What the fuck is this?
Only for the show. I refuse to do it. He's like, we are doing this.
We're talking about it now.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Oh.
Yeah, she saw it. Yeah.
You would normally have watched.
I never would have watched. Oh, ever would have watched. Ever. I only did it for KeithandTheGirl.com/TV. Only. And I was like, please find something else. He's like, this is what we're doing today. I'm like, fucking hell.
So anyway, she comes back and she tells me the rabbi starts throwing up on his dick. Then
that's that alien shit, man. It melts it off.
So now there's argument. So I'm listening in. The rabbi and the cantor are not just arguing, they're fighting. Like, don't talk to me like that. Why would you talk to me like that? You're about to slide.
Oh, he said break it down. He didn't know what it meant.
This is a holy thing.
They didn't have
it
rehearsal.
It wasn't even about that. It was about, like, let's move this over here. Well, that's not tradition. Well, there's different traditions. Well, move it over here. You can't talk to me like that. And the rabbi is pretty cool about it. He's like, listen, you know, there's just...
Singers are fucking divas, right?
Do they? Yeah.
They're fucking divas. The singers, really.
You can't do that.
It was the cantor that was being an asshole. You can tell. And the rabbi's like, look, you know, whatever it is, there's just different traditions. Don't tell me about traditions. I'm like, this is a holy day. It's a holy thing that you're doing. I mean, at least for the holy time.
Right.
I'm pretending.
You just got to yell, Beethoven. He goes, da, da, da.
Whatever happened, Jews, with being embarrassed? Not because it's a holy time, because you got 100 people watching you.
But that's it. That's why everything happens, because of that embarrassment.
What? So
no, I think that so now he's like yelling at him.
Does a cantor?
There's no misunderstanding. You know, at least like make me think I'm misunderstanding that there could possibly be a fight on the holy stage next to the holy Torah, next to the holy chair with the holy kid, the holy circumcision kit.
This is the same shit we've been talking about all night with jobs and people talking down to you and fucking yelling at you.
Ego, exactly. All ego.
Absolutely.
So okay, they move things.
I'm
around.
I'm sorry. Does a cantor want to become
A rabbi?
Or
I know. A cantor wanted to become a singer.
A singer, right. And just found religion because you know, he was a nebbish.
Because they let him sing.
Right.
That's it.
That's funny. And people talk to them like they're revered somehow.
Oh, yeah. I remember I took some music classes because I wanted to learn how to read and write music and all that. I was already playing drums and singing and writing songs, but I was like, man, this is such a beautiful language. And I remember going into this class and the teacher, everybody was so stuck up. I even was like, and what do you, everybody plays an instrument or is a vocalist? This one guy was like, well, I'm a cantor and blah, 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 blah. And he's like, so what do you do? I'm like, I play jazz drums, you know what I mean? Like, because they were, and then the teacher would get the book open, he'd be like, oh, we're going to go over this Mozart piece from section blah 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 to blah blah blah. I haven't played this in a while, and he's just about to play, and the cantor, excuse me, mind if I sing along? And they both were like, and I'm sitting there like, fuck you assholes, man. He was playing beautifully, he was like, blah, 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 blah. It was just beautiful. Motherfucking divas, man. Divas.
Ick.
I do have to say this, in all fairness. I do not have one friend that is a cantor.
How do you know?
Something to think about. I know.
Get the fuck out! You got it, baby!
Oh, God. Okay, so this fight ends, right? And then somehow, I don't know how. And
well, one of them's got a knife.
But just as the fight ends, I'm taking out my video camera like, that's it, I'm taping fights, you know? Fuck you on this holy day. What
the
fuck?
Everybody's allowed to videotape it?
So gross. cameras are out.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's men crazy. And women, not this and that, whatever. Yeah. Isn't that taking some in the way for him? The of Lord's course. Vision in vain. It's something. Mm-hmm.
Okay, women stand over here, men over here. Now let's YouTube this bitch.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And
right.
Now we actually...
But we'll sue them if they put it on too much because they didn't ask us for permission to pay us.
We actually get closer, so all the men and women are now together. Because nobody in my family is really
That's
that
how
really
you guys good. Flirt. I know. That's where a little footsie and a little fingeries goes.
No, we don't flirt. When I go to these things, people stare at me up and down because I know they're thinking, which one of our sons
Where's
will
your
be
husband?
Okay
right,
for
Right, of course. We're, yeah.
It's so gross. And they
well,
feel
imagine
it.
When she's here and this and that.
So gross. Okay, so now they finished fighting. Now there's two chairs on this little platform thing. One is like, it looks like a royal throne, and the other one looks like a pretty decent chair, right? Okay, the grandfather goes to sit on the pretty decent chair. Another fight breaks out, Ooh. This time between the rabbi and all of the mother's siblings, all of her brothers. She's got a lot of brothers. They're like, this
Sounds
is not
like
right.
Sounds like one
this
gay rabbi right. to me.
It's not right. The rabbi's now arguing. He's like, let me just do my thing. This is not right. This is not what you're supposed to do. Now they're arguing amongst themselves. And they're like, don't let him sit there. And then you hear the father going something like, oh, I don't deserve to sit there. What did I do to... I'm like, it's a fucking chair. It's a chair. And you're... Oh.
What was the chair on the wrong side?
No, one chair was a royal throne, and the other chair was just like a decent chair. So they didn't let him sit on the rabbi was like, no royal
what
throne.
What time
for
is
you.
This now at this point? Because people are leaving 10. Their watch. Oh my God. Yeah.
So now we're arguing about this, and it's like, real fights, real hatred being thrown on them. Like, hello, holy day. Fighting, like, this is not right. You're not doing it right. This is not the way it goes. They turn to everybody. This is Jesus. Not right. This is not the way it's supposed to be. And there's rubble, you know, like all in the audience. And the rabbi's like, whatever, I'm about to do it. So he does it. And I'm like,
I gotcha. Here I go. Tipped on, you missed it.
And I remember Keith saying, like, you need to watch this. But now there's such a crowd. I'm in the front, but the rabbi turns his back and goes, and I'm like, okay, let me stand over here. Want to take a picture for Keith? I don't know. Does he want to see that? And I'm trying to see it. And I got one glance, and I'm like, you know what? I can't. I got one glance.
Oh, you couldn't
I
do
think it?
It
was when the foreskin was pulled back, and the knife was about to, and I was just, and there was blood, every, and I was just, no.
I had a great idea. I was going to start YouTube. And you type in whatever color you want.
It always comes up blue.
Brian has a great point. And he's asking, YouTube. like barbers, do you practice on fake foreskin? Or do you see a video and go, I'm good, give me dick. Like, do you just start? Or
well, they
you...
get them to use ones from the porn sites for the little kids and stuff, you know.
I don't know, but he was all like, he wow. takes out what looks like, you know how a dentist, they open a new pack of things.
That's and, good. That's a good yeah, sound and a good feeling.
Yeah, but
that's
you know what
nothing
was
like this.
You know what was hilarious? The rabbi, I saw the book that he was holding and reading prayers from, An Easy Guide to Circumcision, An Easy Guide to a parentheses, See, Almost Painless Circumcision.
That's got to be a joke. I would do that. Is that not a joke?
I wanted it to be. I took a picture of it.
Oh, that's great.
I think it's real and it's a joke. It's I've a said real. This before. Rabbis... think they're comedians.
You're absolutely
not
right.
Not priests, you're rabbis. Right. They think they're hilarious.
You're absolutely right. They always tell a joke. And of course, the more reform you are, the more jokes you get right. at the holiday, right? Absolutely. Ooh. You're totally right.
I think it's weird that they... I've
never thought about that, but you're totally
yeah,
right.
It is weird that they're yelling on such a holy day. Is it the bar mitzvah that there's another ceremony haircutting?
No, that's that? when the boy, if you're this is really
that's
religious.
That's when you get your ass beat for looking like a girl.
You don't cut a boy's hair until he's 3 years old, and at 3 years old, you have a hair cutting ceremony.
Is it funny that it's real, very, very religious, but I was hired to be Frosty the Snowman? Is that funny? It's really, really religious, but I saw the dad and the barber rabbi arguing. Is that interesting? Everything's religious, but the Jewish community always adds jokes. You, a tree. Like, that's not a symbol of Christianity, but a cross doesn't have Mickey Mouse swinging from it. But you could find menorahs with the most fucked up shit
sure.
on it.
Yeah.
The holy menorah with Thomas the Tank Engine rolling around it. That's fine. Yeah, everything's jokes. Everything's jokes and money.
But they put it back to the good book that's on the Torah and all
right.
that. That's how.
All right. Then Thomas the Tank Engine said, right. boom, boom.
And if you notice the way those wheels turn, they turn the way our Torah turns, which really is about our hearts and our lives. So when you turn to your left and you look at your spouse and remember, there is love.
But
and that's
forget,
how they do it. They trick you.
Don't forget your spouse is looking to the left. So who's he looking at?
I have my book.
Ugh, I can't
Idiot's
even do that
guide,
sound. It makes me sick.
The Idiot's Guide to Circumcision. I'm kidding. Not serious.
But here's the best part, right? He finishes, and of course, the baby's crying. What a cute little baby cry this baby had, though. It wasn't loud. No, I know. It's weird, but it wasn't like that. It was just really low.
Well, like, maybe he loves that shit that you guys like. You know, pop me up, fuck me up, this kind of thing, right? That's his right? The mom was like, damn, right on.
We do like the tie me up, fuck me up, this kind of thing, that kind of thing. You're right.
Now, he's definitely bawling, you know? So the baby's really crying. The rabbi takes a piece of, like, cloth-like thing, dips it quickly in the wine, puts it in the baby's mouth so that the baby can suck all the wine out of it.
Yeah.
As soon as he does that, the baby quiets down.
Yep.
All right, so now the baby's getting drunk.
Love it.
Now, okay.
How's that legal?
And it's not. Now it's working,
the eyes
right?
Eyes of God.
It's legal. Working, but now after a little bit, the baby starts crying again. The rabbi...
baby's like, why are you doing this? I don't even know you. I mean, I know I'm Jewish, and I'm supposed to have this, but... Wait, who are you? I mean, are you really my dad? Did my mommy fuck you? Really? What? And then...
I'm convinced. Yeah.
Hi. Hey. Hi. Wow, this wine's good. Hi.
They're all crazy. Even the babies do. Crazy girls.
I'm really convinced that the baby is getting drunk because the baby's like nothing, you know? So now the baby starts crying again really shortly after.
Say, for example, your friend just had a newborn. And what does she take every hour or 3 hours? Literally a teaspoon of food. A teaspoon of baby food.
And they're sucking
every 3 hours.
Cries for it. Every 3 hours, she cries for it and then gets it and is perfectly fine. So wine on a finger or wine on a washcloth, which would be more.
It was from a shot glass. It was half a shot glass.
Okay.
Wine.
Is a lot.
It is a lot. Yeah. Absolutely.
Damn right.
No, the baby's drunk. So then the baby starts crying again. So the rabbi dips his finger in the wine and puts it in his mouth. And the baby's still crying, so he dips it again, puts it in his mouth, dips it again, puts it in his mouth until the baby shuts up. So until the baby's fully drunk, he's getting wine. Now, I think the baby's learning something. Oh, more of this shit. If
of course.
I do more of this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So the baby's like, now you could tell like who's going to be an alcoholic baby and who's not, like when they grow up. So he's like, wow, ooh, more wine. Let me do that again.
I do that for sandwiches from Kenda.
I've heard you when you were on the phone. It really always sounds like a good sandwich. I've been on the phone with you and we talk like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, what's happening? What's going on? I just want to know what's going on. How you doing? How's your day?
Fuck you.
And then I hear it's like, great, 1 second. Okay. So what do you want? What kind of sandwich you want? And all of a sudden, I'm all jealous. I'm like, motherfucker's getting a sandwich. Yeah. And it sounds so great. I don't know if you're just asking him for it or you're at the store. It has all the great ingredients. I'm always like, am I fucking drooling? And then my fucking ploy to get you just to talk for a little while is all fucked because I want a sandwich now. And it's just, like, yeah, okay, right on. It's just always the sweetest thing. I think I don't know what it is. When a girl gets a guy a sandwich, I do, because it's always the same, man. A guy's like, can you make me a sandwich? It's kind of like a really lovey-dovey word. I don't know.
Yeah,
I always thought. I really do. I think it's the coolest thing. My friend Glenn, who's now divorced, sorry. But I remember back in the day when we were on tour. And we'd get back in and whatever. And he was always like, hey, motherfucker, he was a real tough guy. He sounded like this. And we'd get home and we'd say, well, Glenn, we got to drop the equipment off. It's in your basement. I don't know why the shit's still in my fucking basement. I mean, you know, shit, it's not like anybody's paying fucking rent over here. Whatever. We'd get home and he'd walk in and be like, hey, babe, what's going on? Hey, babe, you want to get me a sandwich? And she was like, okay. And she put all of her clothes on in the fucking dead of winter, went down the street and got him a sandwich. I think it's a wonderful thing.
Well, Keith does it right. I mean, I think it's the same thing as when, yesterday we were at Dee's party. And Keith looks at me and he's like, you thirsty? I was like, I think I mentioned it or some half whatever. And he goes, you want something? I'm like, nah, we're on our way out. Who cares? 5 seconds later, I have water in my hand. I'm like, holy shit, that was my high.
Yeah,
that was my high for the day.
Yeah,
you know
what's
great?
You know what's funny? So I go and I'm like, I can tell you want water. So I go and get the water. But the bartenders aren't paying any attention. They're worrying about somebody's bill that they couldn't figure out.
Right.
And I'm like, well, she didn't really want it in the first place. And I go, you know what? Fuck it. I'm getting the water. It'll be a big surprise. Another minute goes by. Who the fuck cares?
Right.
Not
and I'm like,
water.
Hey, man, we're getting a shot of beer?
Right.
But he still remembered the water.
So it takes a while. And then I go, okay, I'll take a water. And I get the water and I bring it back. Oh, you got water after all. I was like, wow, Jesus.
Yeah, it's like that. It's like stupid little thing.
No, it is. But you know something? Is that I've actually thought, like, for me, because I know that you like an orange juice and seltzer.
Mm-hmm.
It happened once a long time ago when I first ordered one, and I was like, man, I thought you were a little mad at me. Like, oh, you fucking got her a fucking orange.
What am I going to get?
That's my fucking job, you motherfucker. I'm like, you know. Also, I had my Relic costume on, so that's why.
So we're talking about 36D, Spooky's ex-girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. But they weren't really dating.
Right.
Theoretically.
Had a birthday party, and we went bowling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get bowling as a sport.
I hate it. But I like getting together. I don't care what you do. Have another bowling party. I'll come. Hmm. You know? But I suck. I'm the worst. Thank you.
Being the second worst.
No,
thank you.
I am the worst. And Keith is like, why don't you try? I just did. You see that retard move I did? And I showed him the difference. I was like, here's me not trying, and I knocked like two pins out. Here's me trying, and I knocked two pins from the other side out.
I was playing. We played a total of three games. Two games, then
I
we were drinking a little
three.
Bit,
was
and
more.
Then the third one.
No, three.
I thought it was more because your arm's hurting.
My arm is. I'm such a pussy, man. I'm like sitting there. I held like six plates with steak on it, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and I do that, but no, these are utilizing different muscles. Mm-hmm. So I'm like sitting there, I'm like, I'm so sore. I had the same fucking balls all the girls had, man. I'm fucking sore.
The first two games, I was looking at the pins. The third game. I was doing some strategic looking at the floor, and it did so much better, and I don't think it's a coincidence.
No, it's not.
Now, if I played three games that way, I think my arm would be hurting.
But you'd still be the winner.
I did do much better trying.
Hmm. No. By the third game, I was like, you know what? You're not going to like my bowling. Maybe you'll like my dancing skills. I started dancing.
You always were. Why does everybody do that, though, right? Everybody does one dance step when they turn around from bowling, no matter what it is. Every single person, no matter where they go, does one dance step after bowling. It's so funny. It's looking great.
I love it. That's
fantastic. And I felt whack, because remember, after a while, they had the BlackBerry folks that was next to us?
Oh, my God.
They had the greatest dance steps. Why? I don't know. But I was like, damn. I was like, what the shit?
Because they were black. You could say they were black. What was the deal with the BlackBerry crew? All these guys.
I have to ask, okay? There are these right next to us in like our third game. We just started a third game. A crew of like 40 people in the next two lanes over. Half of them wearing BlackBerry shirts. Like the mobile phone.
It just says the word BlackBerry.
Yeah, BlackBerry. BlackBerry crew. BlackBerry this. Whatever. BlackBerry. I'm like, Keith, I have to ask. Now, I ask Keith because I never know what, not never, but there's certain things that Keith goes, well, now I'm going to have to fight them if you ask
these
them.
Are
you know?
These are thug-looking motherfuckers.
The girls bowled fucking, they broke pins, the girls. They was strong.
So I feel like I need to clear it with Keith in case he's like, why do you always have to ask silly questions or like, you know, start shit up? What if these people don't want to be asked things? So I'm like, Keith, I need to
when
know.
When you have hair like theirs, they really do take you in.
I did some dance moves. I have a big ass. So, like, Keith, is it okay? Yes, Keith. Yes, Hamda, that's fine. So I walk over. I'm like, I'm sorry to you know, get in the middle of your game or whatever you're doing. You're socializing. But I have to ask, what's with the BlackBerry shirts? And he goes, and one of them goes, and like three of them were talking to me. We all have BlackBerries. And I stared like an idiot. Right. And I go, you all have BlackBerries, but is one of you associated with the BlackBerry company? You have stock in it. You have you work for them. There's a this is like a
yeah, just two
tortures,
girl.
And that's
there's a stock in it. What do you do? Do you have a job? Are you married?
Now, what are you potential?
Right, okay. Exactly.
I'll go back to Whitey, I guess.
And that's what
I noticed you bowled a 17. Hey, you know.
But that's when they realize I'm not one of them.
I think they knew.
Yeah. So, okay. So now I'm like, seriously, nothing? And I don't want to be insulting, like, but honestly,
because it sounds kind of gay.
It?
You started a crew, a BlackBerry
right,
crew,
because right, right.
You all like BlackBerries, and they all. And I saw as she was talking, they all pulled out the telephone to like show her, like, "Hello."
Yeah, no.
Did
so then,
they all do that? Because
no.
I'm thinking BlackBerry. You know what I mean?
Because what I asked is, what I asked is, can
I like
see
to
it?
Hang low.
It's just like a catcher's mitt, right?
Yeah, I got BlackBerries, baby.
So what I did, I'm like, can I just see them? Because I'm like, what? I need BlackBerry. Everyone says it's the top, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Okay, right. I get it. But, you know, all phones are, like, a lot of phones are good now. Right. You know, BlackBerry's the shit. Can I see
iPod
them?
Touch crew. Oh, if they were in here tonight.
Hey, Nick Starr's the president, Jack. Come on, man. You know the deal.
But this is the worst part, right? You wear the shirt. You're all getting together. Now, I get it, but I get that you're all into something, but not BlackBerry. If you wore, like, a shirt of your favorite TV show and you're all getting together, you know, that's kind of cool. I don't know. Like, people get together for Keith and the Girl stuff. That's kind of cool. You're all wearing the same shirt. I don't think that if everyone's wearing Keith and the Girl shirts and somebody asked them, they'd be like, yeah, it's a Zimba. You got, like, we're all into it. Hey, it's right. The show, and like we're just excited, and you know we have to deliver.
That's just what they're into. Like they couldn't find something they all appreciate together.
So I'm like, oh, so you met on? I'm thinking they met on some forums, and like, yeah, we all dig blackberries. You know, it's an excuse to get together. That's awesome.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, so you all got together because you're into blackberries, and there's some sort of like situation there. No, we were all friends, and we all decided to get blackberries.
That's even dumber.
There's nothing cool.
That's even...
Yeah, there's nothing cool
and
here.
Less spiritual, if I may say.
Yeah.
Do you steal the blackberries?
Right, exactly.
I don't mean to be racist, but you were all blackberries together.
There's stay be no blood on yours. You're not in this club.
So now you think they're excited about it, right? Okay. They have shirts made, and they have, like, everyone's got it, and their whole crew, and you're not in the crew unless you have it. So I asked them about the blackberry. I'm like, all right, let's see the blackberry. They're too cool for school. Right. They're like... is the blackberry? What I'm like, so tell like what is?
Oh, maybe
what's
they dream of
this?
Having a blackberry.
I can understand maybe if you're doing your thing, but you're wearing a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Talk,
and they're
not
yeah.
even. What you're doing.
And leagues don't leagues play against other leagues? Like it's not like you said, like it's yeah. not like the iPhone. they're playing each yeah. other, right?
Explain that tomorrow. You're going up against the Bluetooth league. Just
right.
explain
exactly.
it.
That then it would be like, whoa, no problem, man.
Yeah, just get excited about something about it. Don't look at me like I'm crazy because you're like, there's something exciting here. Just tell yeah. me about
when
it.
When you got your 50 stack of T-shirts back, you were excited,
right?
So why aren't you
somebody's
excited
like,
to spread the word?
We do this, we're gonna get free. We're gonna get whatever a free,
right.
Oh, free blackberries, and it never happened. Damn, that one sunk. Damn it. Man, and I can't swim and I'm left-handed.
Strike three.
My God.
So at bowling, though, I was the worst and the best.
Then you were the best. You were, damn, man, strong like a
motherfucker. You got to try. Well, I do have
yeah,
to
Keith,
say.
Keith's pins, some of them got knocked down just because they were scared of the other pins coming at them.
I literally
Seriously.
Said it and I wasn't joking. It was like, you're too strong. Like we were kidding around. In fact. You were very strong. I just saw a new picture that I can't wait for anybody to see.
The wave punches.
You are a superhero because it's true. If you throw something, I mean, look, I went to school for like a minute. Right? I'm fucking reverent, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. I understand sound and movement of objects.
Right.
If you push that shit so goddamn hard, some shit can't take it. Just got to stay where it is. Too scared.
I don't know if like the ball hit some of those or the sound waves.
No, really.
Either
didn't
way,
you see some of the pins
I saw that shit. There's no
because...
way that pin, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Just because
he just
of
wasn't
the
looking. He didn't know he should get out the way.
Yeah, oh, it was shit, really but... great. And yeah, we are going to post the, right? We're posting the wave punchers thing.
Oh.
You got to go after every episode or while you're listening to the episode, if you're in front of the computer, keithandthegirl.com, just check under all episodes. And as we do it in the order of the show, so you can see what
it's
we're talking
best
about.
Best thing you guys ever did, the pictures.
It's my
the
brother's
best.
Idea. You know what? And my brother was right, and we were assholes about it, and we were like, yeah, we'll get to it. And finally got us on the phone. He was like, you guys are assholes. And we're like, you're right. We'll start doing it. Adds an extra 2 to 3 hours to our show.
Thank you so much. I literally, if I have not seen a show yet, I'll get on. I know I have this much amount of time to do whatever. I'll just go. But I want to go and see the old episodes pictures. And I look at them before the show. And then I listen looking after.
Really?
And it's just absolutely, I love it. Absolutely.
I like it too. I see why it's a big deal. It's
But this thing, guys, the movie will be out by Christmas next year. This is going to be amazing.
Wave punches.
Christmas next year, guys.
It doesn't
you
make sense,
it couldn't
though.
Couldn't happen.
But
you
you'll see.
Wrong.
The Gunner, by the way, if I'm wearing a Keith and the Girl shirt, I have business cards in my pocket to answer any questions. If I'm out of cards, I got stickers with .com written under the logo.
Does that, when you're in uniform, too?
Always.
Awesome.
He's so
ready.
Cool.
So if you're wearing BlackBerry cards, talk about BlackBerry.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, did you get the latest patch? What? Fuck right. you. Right. Like, no, come on, man. Are you up to version 3? Come on, buddy.
I see you got Angela's BlackBerry number in your, on your phone.
I do have to thank, right. I do have to thank Spooky, though. He did manage me right. He gave me the right pound ball that I needed.
Really?
And there's a big difference. You have to take the time. You can't just.
Fuck you
I
guys.
See you guys.
I used the girl ball and I sucked. That sucks.
You need the right weight.
I used every single ball.
I assumed I would talk about this on this show and say bowling is shit and it's very random, but you can try.
You did, and you got good. So that's
I got good.
You got really good.
Try in life, people.
Whatever. I finally gave up the third. I didn't even look if the pins went down or not. I just worked on my dancing skills, and I turned around. I'm like, I don't get it. I just don't get it. Keith goes, what you do is now you don't get it either. You're just hitting things hard. Go away.
It's being
an
artist.
And then Spooky starts talking. I'm like, yeah, Mister, you're not playing. I'm just got mad and just yelling at everybody. I'm the worst loser. I'm a sore loser. And I'm a sore winner, which I think I keep a little more under, you know, control.
Yeah,
because,
right.
But
yeah, right.
I'm sorry. Go to the fucking website and keep the girl in Canada. There's a couple of times where she's being a really good sore winner.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sore, playing dodgeball. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's not fun to beat and not fun
That's
to lose
That's what I'm saying.
To.
Absolutely. That DVD is blazing good. It is so good.
You liked it?
Blazing awesome, good. Awesome. It's so professional, too, man. All of a sudden, that dodgeball fucking shit comes on. It's like, you get that. The heart starts beating real fast. It really is.
I was on the edge of my seat, and I knew what was coming. Matt B-Man slowed down some of the thing. Like, whoa, I'm good.
I didn't know there were so many rules. I was like, I was kind of pissed. I mean, there was so many rules.
You know what? If
there
wasn't that many rules, it would take forever. And it was a lot of fun because of it, because silly things happen. It was really cool.
Nice.
Really good time. Fucking Canadians, I love you.
By the way, Sajizzle saying, it's fun to predict what the fuck's going on when you check the pictures out first. Reflective Spooky, KK Keith, and
that
Antonio,
I don't know.
And Antonio Banderas. That's going to be a good fucking show.
Exactly. That's what I thought. I'm watching this, and I'm like, oh, my God. And then, of course, when you see your own picture, you're like, oh, please be nice. That's not really, really no joke, man. I'm like, damn, I haven't gotten an email yet. This is either very good or very bad. You know what I mean? And it depends. If there's a caption, you are fucked, man. I'll tell you that. I'm like, no caption? Woo, I'm good. All right. You just mentioned it. Thank God. Oh, Jesus. But caption, you fucking up shit's ass, man.
Big Jim 50 from Houston. When he goes bowling, I always get the big blue ball. I'm already used to them.
Oh, shut up.
The ball happened to be blue. I say, this is my thing. Go for the blue ball.
Go
there's
for
only
the
one.
I see. I went for the purple ball.
I started drinking. Then I don't know what the bathroom I'm going in. And one time I ended up in the girls' bathroom. But like, I didn't know I was in there until I'm in the stall. And then I'm like,
oh, no. You think the sink is the urinal? And
I go, well, I go in the stall. And then I realize, it was all stalls. I didn't have much choice. And I'm already peeing. And then, like, I hear peeing on the side. And I'm like, yeah, I really think I'm in the girl's bathroom.
And I look, pee.
Right. I'm peeing. I'm standing up peeing. I'm looking around like, these are totally new ads. This is all new.
Right. Any of the ones that speak to you? Because those are weird.
Don't forget to wash out your vagina daily. This is kind of from my perspective. So I try to wait a little bit, but this person's taking forever to go to the bathroom. So I get out.
Well, what are you gonna do if she walks by you and you walk in? Ma'am.
She's washing her hands, or you know, whoever it is washing their hands, and I wait. And I'm like, this is a big hand motherfucker taking so long washing their hands. So I'm like, all right, I gotta face the music. So I get out of the bathroom, and it's a chick, and I realize I'm definitely wrong. So the first thing out of my mouth, so I don't get accused of rape, is sorry. And I'm like, sorry, I think I'm definitely wrong here. Sorry about that. And she goes, oh, okay. No, it's totally okay. I just had to wait around a little bit and see who was pissing standing up.
That's like a safety move, yeah. You know what I mean? That's great.
She deliberately took long because she had to know I'm taking long to think you're going to get out first.
That's great.
Did you want to kiss her right there?
I did. I'm like, I want to get to know you.
That's great.
You're fun.
That's awesome.
You just had to see the animal chick that was pissing gross.
Please buy my records, guys.
I'm sorry. Was there a lull? Go ahead.
No, brotherloverocks.com.
Absolutely.
Please do. iTunes. Album of the Year is on both iTunes and brotherloverocks.com and yada yada. Turn It Up is just off the website right now. We'll be on iTunes soon. I know you're all asking. I know you all say things like, well, I found it on this. I hope it's okay that I only paid 35 cents and another, like iTunes is like 99 cents. Hey guys, you're paying my rent. I really do appreciate it. You know it. And thank you so much. So pay the full price if you can. I appreciate it.
You would hear during that, Bro Love's voice going in and out because he tries to talk away from the microphone when he talks about himself like we do. And Henda keeps bringing him closer to the mic. There's no reason you should be shy about talking about these two CDs. Album of the Year and Turn It Up are both fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
It's music that you find yourself just humming out of the blue.
Oh, yeah. It sticks in your head. And Keith actually knows the songs better than us, so I think he's a better commercial for it.
It's great because he and I grew up on the same music, so it's like you can never say. You can never be like a Lenny Kravitz, let's say, and be like, oh, man, I just got this shit out the air. You know, it's the most original thing in the world. You're a product of your influences, and that's it. No, thank you very much. Appreciate that. And if you're in Vegas or anywhere near it, come on.
KeithandTheGirl.com/events. There's a couple of things actually going on with events. Brother Love is coming to my brother's place, staying at my brother's place.
I can't wait to hang out with them and be like, do you remember me? Do I remember you? Like bagel store stuff, whatever. Like, yeah. I feel like family to them, too. I mean, we grew up.
My brother Michael kind of remembers you because I was more open with my younger brother when we were younger because we were kind of like the animals. Mm-hmm. So maybe he remembers more, but he was really young. My older brother might not be around because he's coming East Coast. Like, I got a bunch of friends in L.A., and they're all going East Coast for Christmas.
Yeah,
and
I'm going, it's cold here, idiots.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dummies.
So, but Michael will definitely be there, and so we have an L.A. meetup, three of us. This is so cool. I can't believe we're vacationing
World
together.
Tour continues. You always laugh. You always laugh.
But I love when you say it. Friday, December 28th, I finally found a place. Let's meet at 8 p.m. at the Happy Ending Bar and Grill. That's perfect. We're both loving KBS. 7038 West Sunset Boulevard. But all that stuff, you don't have to write it down right now. KeithandTheGirl.com/events. I posted it there, and then I posted the link to the forum so you can see who's coming and who's not coming.
Question about LA. Yeah. Do me a favor. Is the Burgundy Room still open? Can anybody let me know? Because the Burgundy Room, we are going to go.
What is that, a strip club?
No, it's just a regular bar, but at midnight.
They light it and they play Kiss.
No, they light it, play Motley Crue. They light the bar and they play Shout at the Devil. It's awesome. What are you talking about? Everybody's great like that. Damn fucking right.
And we're going to see your billboard up there.
Exactly. Yeah, that's going to be crazy, right?
Yeah, holy we're shit. Definitely going there. But for an official meetup, Friday, December 28th at 8 p.m., Happy Ending Bar and Grill. And also, right now, you don't have what there's a cruise happening in 2008, and 2008 is right around the corner, as we know.
No shit.
You don't have to pay for the Keith and the Girl cruise yet, but you can sign up now. Go to keithandthegirl.com/events. Brother Love is coming again, and then... a bunch of regulars are going to be on there because it's so cheap. For under $400, you can get on this boat.
It's going to be so much fun.
It's a weekend of not only Keith and the Girl events, but we're also going to Mexico. It's like the regular cruise type stuff and Keith and the Girl events. So
titties everywhere, guys. Titties fucking everywhere.
You know what? Absolutely.
You damn right they're going to be titties. Are you kidding me? Babysitter galore that fucking weekend.
Titty time. You can bring your kids because there are babysitters for free all day long into the night.
We're going to set a record on the babies.
Every Keith and the Girl event, somebody hooks up.
Damn
every
right.
Every single one. Was it you that started this thing? It's called Love Fests.
Sounds familiar. And I really mean it sounds familiar. Like, I don't remember it, but it's not. Well.
By the way, people ask him, when's the Mimi Cherry Brillo IQ face-off? I don't care if you guys are friends
IQ.
Now. We're absolutely doing it.
What?
There, see? Look Fine. At that. I'm still on Mimi's side. I gotta say, you don't even know what I'm talking about, retard. And then Sky saying, Brother Love, he rocks the sock off your cock, and he's cheaper than a rabbi. Make sure you check it out, brotherloverocks.com.
Oh,
we'll
thanks.
See you guys tomorrow. Thank you, buddy.
KeithandTheGirl.com.